Yesterday afternoon, I saw the headline go across CBC. I was watching, just catching up on weekend news and saw that Ronnie Hawkins had passed away at the age of 87. And in this career that I've had, I've been blessed to spend a lot of time with Ronnie on occasions. Mm-hmm. And Orlean and I were listening back to some old audio that Ronnie called the show. And
everyone knew him.
2013, he was doing a show at the Empire Theater. Well, he passed away yesterday at the age of 87. And he spent quite a bit of his time in around the Peterborough area. He had this huge waterfront property. And we reached out to one of his friends and from a long time. Larry Gown is calling the show this morning from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Good morning, Larry. Thank you for giving us some time.
Hello, Sean. It's good to speak to you on this unfortunate occasion.
Yeah.
that we all knew was inevitable, but it's great that we had Ronnie in our lives, and we will continue to have Ronnie in our lives for a long, long time to come.
Real character, talented musician, but he was really a showman too. Like, he knew how to put on a show, didn't he?
He knew how to let the audience know how great a time he was having, and it was, that was very, very infectious. He just had that character of his was always up for fun. It was fun to be around him on stage and off stage. And playing in this band for the brief time that I was there, only 6 months, but I have so many moments that enriched my life just being around Ronnie and all the fantastic things that happened with him. He'll always be in my heart and my soul. We definitely were kindreds, and I was very fortunate to play along with him.
Yeah, the guy spent so much time in the Peterborough area when he wasn't touring. That's where he lived, and not too far from Belleville, but... yeah. I remember him. He was the king of name dropping too. But when he did name drop, he had a story. Whether it was Carl Perkins, Conway Twitty, he knew them all.
He absolutely did. I mean, there's not many people can say that John Lennon came and stayed with him for a week. John and Yoko. So Ronnie was in that elite that very elite group of people that knew them all. If people, I've had a bunch of calls this morning from people that have seen this YouTube clip. Of an album we did in 1995 called Let It Rock. And so I was on stage with, this is who Ronnie gathered on stage. First of all, the band, because that was his band. So you got Levon Helm, you got, Garth Hudson and those boys. Then you had Jeff Healey on guitar, Jerry Lee Lewis on one piano. I was on the other piano, piano player from Ronnie's band. And then Carl Perkins was on guitar. That was the band that he had on stage at Massey Hall for his 60th birthday.
That was
an astonishing thing to be part of, quite honestly. And that was the pinnacle of my time with him.
Yeah, that was 1995, and it was like a classic concert at Massey Hall with all these. Yeah. And Ronnie, I remember just having a hoot with it. Like, he was just embracing all the action, all the fun factor.
Ronnie was the true ultimate ringmaster. He knew every single manner of working a stage. I know in his younger years, before I met him, he was really physical on stage. He was actually kind of athletic. But as the years went on, his personality basically took over, and that's how he engaged the audience in such a profound way that people just loved him, So that's a great thing to generate on this earth through music.
Ronnie was somewhat of a regular on this show back in the day when he was a little healthier. And I often wonder, Larry, how his wife Wanda put up with him. I mean, he was
gone all the time.
Yeah, he's
that's
gone,
how.
But one-liners all the time. And, the perception that women just couldn't get enough of him,
That, I think, in my time with him, so much of that was facade.
Yeah.
Because he absolutely loved Wanda and his family and Robin and Leah. I never met Ronnie Jr., but I Robin was in the band when I played, and he was very much far more a dad around them than you can imagine. But the moment that third person walked in the room, it's like the lights came on and he was on stage. And he lived, it was hard to discern between the myth, the reality, and the legend. I think we're going to be dissecting those three things for many years to come.
Well, we're just looking at your schedule over the next several months, and it doesn't look like you're going to be home very much either.
I'm not going to be home at all. We have the most, you know, the most advanced ticket sales we've ever had for a summer tour this year. We're averaging about between 15 and 16,000 per night, and we kick off here tomorrow night in Grand Rapids, Michigan. However, we're taking a break at the very beginning of July, and I'm going to come and play in Peterborough on July the 2nd at a Gallon show there. I love doing that to Riverfest by Prairie Park. So we're gonna do that. So I'll be close to Ronnie's home, and his the Ronnie Hawkins spirit will definitely be will be present there.
Yeah, just to catch up with Larry O'Leary is now with Styx, and you're touring this summer with Aereo Speedwagon and Loverboy.
Yes. Yes.
Mike Reno retired those red leather pants, or is he? Because I don't think he can squeeze into those anymore.
Actually, he loaned them to me all through the 90s.
Yeah.
I can I can tell you, you know, there's a whole new meaning to funk music.
Those things just they probably stand up on their own now. Those pants.
Not only that, sometimes they even run away.
Orlena is referencing that classic album cover. Yeah. With
leather pants,
and he's
got
pants on. Yeah.
Well, you're going to be at the Budweiser stage in Toronto on August the 16th.
August 16th. Yes, August 16th. Budweiser. That's the only Canadian show on this tour. So I love whenever I play there because you know all I think about is the 13 times that I headlined at the Ontario Place Forum, which is you know buried underneath where the Budweiser stage is. And so that's like a mecca to me in my career.
Larry, thanks for calling the show this morning. We really appreciate this. This is Larry Gowan. With Styx, he's busy and he's touring and still took the time to call us here this morning at Mix 97. And we actually got one of the tracks from that concert in 1995. Who do you love? The band, Ronnie Hawkins, you, Jerry Lee Lewis, Jeff Healey. We're going to play that next here on Mix 97. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say thank you, Ronnie Hawkins. It was so wonderful to have you in our lives. And, you know, from my heart and soul, I will miss Rompin' Ronnie Hawkins. Love him forever.
As you might have heard, we got a couple of friends joining in with us tonight. 16 years ago when we started with a guy you might have heard of. We'd like to start with him, the Hawk, Ronnie Hawkins.
Best variety.
Mix 97.
the night was blue. Round the corner set an ice wagon loose. Bump was it, Lord, somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen.